Welcome to the Challenges in Vending Technology Podcasts. This is the 30th podcast in our series. I'm Elliot Maris, the editor of Automatic Merchandiser magazine. With me today is Anant Agrawal, the chief marketing officer of Cantaloupe Systems. Anant, back on January 7th, we interviewed an operator who takes serious issue with the economics of cashless vending. He claims that the cost of installing a cashless reader requires the location to register a 30% lift in unit sales just to break even because of the extra cost of the installation and the ongoing transaction fees. And given the fact that in today's economy, there aren't a lot of locations where one might see this kind of a lift, he says it just isn't feasible today. He also says that in other people's experiences where they do put cashless readers in the machines, the cashless purchases simply cannibalize the cash sales. But let's just take these points one at a time. Is the extra cost justifiable for cashless in your opinion?
I believe if you are investing into all the technology components you need to cashless at the vending machine, and specifically only for cashless, it probably is not justifiable, except for maybe very high volume accounts or places where people really like to use credit cards, which is starting to increase, but still, like you said, is not really mass appeal today. And so it's going to be very few accounts. However, that being said, we feel the costs are coming down substantially, especially over the last few years, to the point where, you know, the amount of locations where it would make sense to put cashless because the customer will buy more from the machine, the cost is coming down, so you'll find more locations where it's more doable.
And what costs are coming down? The reader, the hardware?
Across the board. I feel like equipment costs are coming down, so the hardware, the card reader itself is coming down, the wireless device required to make a connection to the gateway is coming down. The actual cost of the gateway to manage the cashless transactions is coming down, and so are the acquirer fees. They're also coming down.
The transaction
fees. The transaction fees. So every component is coming down, if not today. We're pretty confident will over the next year. And on top of that, a lot of cashless systems, like even from Cantaloupe, the cashless system coming out this year, it is really a layer of service on top of all the other benefits you get from investing into remote monitoring and wireless systems. So it's not that you have to spend, you know, a whole new $200-$400 to do cashless. It's just a layered expense on top of what you've already invested to do dynamic scheduling and merchandising with remote monitoring systems.
So you're saying that the investment for cashless will pay off when you want to expand into some other capabilities such as dynamic scheduling, correct?
Absolutely. One of the biggest costs for cashless on the equipment side is the wireless device. But if you're buying that wireless device specifically only for cashless, it is hard to justify, at least with today's economics. But if you're using that wireless device to drive efficiencies throughout the rest of your business through other services, then the cashless component is almost like icing on the cake.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In your experience, do you agree with the observation that when cashless readers are installed, that the cashless sales simply cannibalize the cash sales?
I think it definitely happens. I wouldn't say it's all cashless sales are from your previously cash sales, and it will be dependent on the location. But we have seen it in limited testing that we've done that you do see somewhat of a reduction in the cash numbers, but an increase in the cashless side. Question is how much of that is actually increased sale and how much of that is cannibalization. I don't think anyone can tell you it's 100% cannibalization, but it is something in between.
Do you think that total sales increase?
I absolutely believe it. They will definitely increase.
Uh-huh. Okay. And this operator that I referred to, he said that you need to see a 30% increase to justify the cost. Do you agree with that, or do you think it's actually lower?
I don't know what numbers he's looking at in terms of the price points to install cashless, or like what time he was looking at that at. But whatever it may be, let's just say, you know, it is 30%. I wouldn't say that's wrong. However, if you look at it as, again, only doing the investment to do credit card, it is very difficult to justify it. But that 30%, you know, becomes a lot of different things if you're also cutting the number of routes you have because of the real-time information. So then overall, that investment for your business is a good one. And, you know, it's hard to quantify as well the customer stickiness that you're able to achieve with the with your client if you're able to provide that kind of service.
Okay. And what about the minimum price point where you start to see greater cashless activity? Is there a minimum price point in the machine where you the operator might say, yeah, we should be considering cashless because of this price point we're putting in now?
You know, I don't have all the facts to answer that confidently. The numbers that I've heard from others providing systems is in the $1.25 to $1.50 price point, uh-huh. But I can't confirm that.
Okay, and then we have to recognize as well that the prices are rising, however slowly, and certainly it's too slow as far as most operators are concerned, but the price points in the machines are increasing, and in time they will certainly be over that threshold. So that's something that operators need to think about for the future, too.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, Anant, I think that summarizes our discussion on cashless, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you, Elliot.